Hi, I'm Gerald Umensky. I'm a family law lawyer, and I work with Campbell Clark Umensky here in Ottawa. Let's talk about the difference between divorce and separation. A lot of people believe that they're one and the same, but in fact, you have to do a little Constitution 101 to be able to figure out what the differences are. Under our Constitution, the province has exclusive jurisdiction over property and civil rights. That basically means that all of the substantive issues that deal with a separation fall under provincial law. Here I'm talking about things like parenting plans, child support, spousal support, division of property, the rights that you might have in each other's estates. All of that is determined by the province at Queen's Park. And Queen's Park has decided, according to the Family Law Act, that parties can enter into a private contract between themselves to determine these issues. That contract need not be registered anywhere. It is simply a contract between two parties to determine their mutual obligations and responsibilities after the end of their marriage. That contract is enforceable by a court, and a court can intervene and turn that contract aside if there are problems with the way it was put together, like undue influence or threats, or if information was withheld. But generally speaking, that's a private contract. It's between you and your spouse, and it determines your rights and obligations. Divorce, on the other hand, is the exclusive jurisdiction of the federal government. And what divorce does essentially changes your marital status from being married to being divorced. Once you have a separation agreement in place, that's all you need do. So from a practical point of view, your obligations and responsibilities are determined by the separation agreement, and you truly need not go any further than that. However, if you're looking for final closure of your relationship or you are thinking of remarriage, you will need to engage in a divorce process, which is a court process. Once you have a separation agreement in place, then it's an uncontested process that takes 3 to 4 months to complete. If you have not got a separation agreement in place, then you can add all of those issues that are unresolved into the court process and adjudicate them in the court process. If you are dealing with a simple uncontested divorce, let me give you one little piece of advice. In 99.9% of the cases, the divorce goes through without any hitches. However, in that 0.01%, it is always possible that something might go wrong. Either your file may be misplaced at some part of the process, or it is always possible that people with your names are engaged in an ugly divorce in Yellowknife. In those cases, the divorce judgment will be delayed. So the rule of thumb is don't book the caterers until you have the divorce judgment in your hand. I'm Gerald Umensky. If you're looking for further information, feel free to check us out at CCY Family Law here in Ottawa.